Rural poverty is known as the invisible poverty. It's spread across a wide geographic area, making it difficult to receive services, even if you want them. Driving around East Aurora with Rural Outreach Center Executive Director Frank Cerny, it's easy to see how not having a vehicle can be crippling.
That in itself creates its own sort of trauma, if you will. And as a result of the social isolation and inability to access connections and assistance, it leads to mental illness that ranges from simple anxiety all the way to more diagnosable conditions. So it's mental illness is pretty prevalent in the rural areas.
The Rural Outreach Center, also known as the ROC, will often send employees or volunteers to pick up program participants for services back at their facility, an unintimidating large white trailer. It's there, Cerny says, they can establish trust to address key issues.
The rural population, as we saw in the 2016 election, feels absolutely left behind, and statistically they have been. The recovery from the 2008 recession in the rural areas, they still haven't recovered back to 2008 levels. The incidence of suicide, the incidence of substance abuse, the incidence of domestic violence, all of those things are higher in the rural areas. Not in the numbers, but in the percentage and the incidence.
If you wanted to get to a mental health agency in Buffalo or Orchard Park from East Aurora, it requires a 30-plus minute drive. ROC Social Work Director Maria Knickerbocker says that's one reason why many rural residents don't attempt to get care.
We see a lot of people with various types of trauma, attachment issues. We work with a lot of people with, say, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and they may never have received mental health services.
Local resident Amy Smith has been talking with Maria for 4 years. She is currently on disability and says without the ROC, it would be very difficult for anyone to get assistance in the area.
I speak to Maria on a weekly basis for a basic counseling to help me with my anxiety and, you know, trying to get through not being able to work because of injuries and such. So she keeps me afloat. She keeps my smile on.
Smith has been to other mental health facilities in the past, but always ends back up at the ROC.
There are larger facilities that you can get to. They're not as personal. It's more of a cookie cutter, I tell her, where everything's the same. Where at the ROC, they treat you as a person. This can be your kind of middleman for services if you need them. You can come here and they can kind of help you, guide you. If you have to get downtown for something, you know, they've given people rides downtown to get that help, and they really are a big buffer in the community between the services people need and being in the rural community.
Michael Dufresne, another local resident who comes to the ROC, lives with ADD and battles addiction. He says many in the community feel ashamed to ask for help.
Too much false pride, man. You know, I mean, we want this picture to be beautiful and happy, and, you know, things are wonderful, you know, but you know, we're paddling like a duck underneath.
Dufresne says it was his friend Cliff DeFlyer, co-owner of the well-known shop Vidler's, who encouraged him to reach out.
When I came, I was hurting spiritually, emotionally, financially, everything. So they helped us out. They helped me get into Medicaid. They had somebody take me through it, walk me through it.
With more residents overcoming stigma, Cerny says the ROC trailer is running out of room.
We do more in one day than we did in a month 4 years ago. Last year, comparing 2017 to 2018, we increased by 450%.
Cerny is hoping to move to a larger facility in the future to accommodate the growing need. In the meantime, he says the community is stepping up to help their neighbors.
We have over 100 volunteers that come from this immediate area that help us out. We couldn't survive without that. And they're a very generous financially community. We couldn't survive without that generosity.
The ROC has been embraced in an area where everybody knows each other. As they grow, their work continues to destigmatize a longstanding issue that impacts all communities. Simply asking for help. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.